Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, I was involved in many organizations when I was young. Unfortunately, I was living in Geneva. In Geneva at that time, we didn't have lots of Muslims living over there. It was really a minority thing. So we had organizations around the Islamic Center in Geneva. But in my, as a student, I was involved in many organizations dealing with third world issues, solidarity. And I started when I was very young to travel to Africa and southern countries. So it was really something which was based on my convictions as a Muslim, but open to the world and sharing this with people from other backgrounds. As a student, I was very often speaking, but I was also dealing with practical things, so I was traveling a lot. I think that when I was 20 or 21, I visited already, I don't know, 15 to 20 countries in Africa. I went to Senegal, I went to Mali. So I was very, very early when I was studying. The first year of my study, I was already teaching because this was possible in Geneva. So I started to teach, I was 18. And then I was traveling and going to the third world and connecting with people and spreading around a message in on the campus about, you know, commitment to the people, serving the people, a sense of solidarity based on human rights, on dignity. And so this was my really, but I was committed from the beginning. I would say that just when I was 20, we set an organization and we started with the pedagogy of solidarity. Solidarity pedagogy means that we were developing a concept of how do we spread around a better sense of what it means to show solidarity towards people. And it was just incredible. For years in Geneva, it was really successful. And it was, you know, at that time already, it was much before 2001. Islam and Muslims, there were questions around, you know, Muslims, what do they want exactly? But still, much easier than today. And then we were working with others. And my strength in this work was that I was connected to people from different backgrounds from the very beginning. And being consistent with my values, but open to this diversity. And I started, I was young, and it lasted almost 10 years. And during this, in fact, 12 years, I traveled. I went with also a small group of students, young students, secondary schools. We went to Brazil, to Senegal, to Ivory Coast, to India, and to meet with people from Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, to Donald Camara. So this was my involvement very early. In fact, my main position is at Oxford University, so this is where I am and this is where I'm based. But I got a proposal a few years ago, 2 years ago, in fact, it was 3 years ago, to come here and to do two things, to be involved at the university, but also to connect university with the city. So I'm also involved in a project with the municipality here, talking about citizenship and identity, sense of belonging. So I said yes because of that. In fact, I want to connect universities with civil society. I don't want to be in an ivory tower far from the people. I think that this is not the work that we have to do. So I also, during this, you know, my program with the municipality, I visited your institution in Holland, and I met with young students. Mm. And this is exactly what I want to do, is really to be connected to the world. So to think about the world, but to live within the world. I wouldn't say the role of Islam, I would say the role of Muslims. And I think that this is quite important. Islam is a European religion now, and the people may be not aware of that, but if you look at the figures, you know, millions of Europeans are already Muslims, and we don't have to look at Turkey for that. We just look at the reality of our societies. So our role here, it's many-fold role. The first dimension for me as a Muslim, what I understood from the beginning is I have a choice. I have a choice to be a committed Muslim or not to be, and this is my personal choice. If you decide to be a committed Muslim, a practicing Muslim, this is your choice as a woman and as a man, as a young student as well at your level. And then when you are committed or practicing Muslim, there are three things that are really important. The first one is to learn about your religion, and to understand its meanings and not only the formalistic dimension of it. It's just not only, you know, the five pillars and this. No, these are these are rules, but the rules have meanings, and meanings have ends and goals to be achieved. So a deep understanding. So a personal take on your own religion. There is not enough commitment of the people, but there is enough teachers, there is enough books. You can do it. You can do it at your level. When you are 16, 17, you have books around you in Dutch now. You can just have access to this. And in English, of course, much more. So the first is really to know about yourself. The second thing, which is quite important, is something which has to do with confidence, consistency, and communication. So to be confident with yourself comes from knowledge. Consistent is try your best. You are not perfect, but try to be consistent with your values. So to be an example, and not to talk too much about who you want to be, but let the people see what you are trying to achieve in your daily life. So a kind of behavior that is matching your principles. And communicate, talk to the people, talk to them. Don't isolate yourself. Communication is quite important. And then the third role, which is quite important here, is to be an asset for your society. So all the people are speaking about integration. I said it's over. We are integrated. Now the time has come to speak about contribution. What do you give? You are what you give to your society. So how do we give this in the social field? How do we give this in, and just to reconcile the Dutch society, for example, which is on principles. They are all talking about pluralism, and sometimes you look at them and say, which kind of pluralism are you talking about? It's a pluralism among the people who are already there and are asking the people who are coming just to be like them within the circle of pluralistic or progressive people. Or do you have also to change your mind? So you become an asset for a society when you challenge the old, you know, truths and dogma of a society. So Muslims here could help the European societies to rediscover their own principles. I think that we are going through something which is a natural tension, and we are going towards something which is normalization in the near future. Tension, why? Because it's a new presence, people are looking, you are much more visible yourself as young Muslims, you are visible, there is the headscarf, there is the color, there is the skin, there is the language. So, and you are doing something which your parents didn't didn't go through, which was really to get out of the social and geographical ghetto. They were together, they were thinking, oh, one day we'll go back home, and you are here and this is your society, so you are visible now. So there is a tension. New visibility is problematic because we were not used in these societies. And when I say societies, I mean the European societies, to see you in the street, to see you in the campuses, to see you within institutions. So it's a normal tension. But in the future, this is going to be normalized. And normalized doesn't mean to be trivialized. And I connect this question with the question before. To normalize your presence is good. I'm here, but to trivialize, no, I'm not trivial. I'm an asset. I'm contributing to the better of this society. So you have to keep this, and this is what we want. It's not going to be easy. You will have, you know, far-right parties or even traditional parties using Islam and using the Muslims, you know, to gain some voters because the people are scared and they are playing, you know, with fears. This is why we need Muslims, confident, I'm who I am, no problem. Second, contributing, I'm giving. And third, communicating and consistent at the same time. So communicating means really to be able to be in touch with the people, in touch with the society. And this is something which is quite important. You know, I'm always saying the Muslims need to remember 7 C's. Confidence is the first one, which is quite important. Consistency is the second one. Communication is the third one. We have to communicate. Contribution is the fourth one. Creativity is something which is really important. You have to be creative. Mm-hmm. To be able to contest. Contestation is important. When something is wrong, it's wrong. You have to say it within the Muslim community or outside. And the last one, which is also important, is compassion. To learn to forgive to people. Our religion is all about forgiveness, and Muslims are transforming this religion into something which is only about rules. No, rules are important. Forgiveness, it's very deep as well.